702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mbakanyane.
Let's walk the talk.
It's going on 8:39 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Let's make a quick stop, a detour. Let's go there to Durban and talk. The first is Ingalabu Thomas Kandi concert taking place at the Playhouse in Durban this afternoon, today, from 2 to 5:30, featuring, a lineup of heavyweights, quite frankly. The event is a tribute to two Maskandi icons, the late David Ngcobo and Twalofu Namankentjane. Those on the lineup are the likes of Phuza Khemisi and Beggy Khoza as well. But just to tell us more about Izingalabu Thomas Kandi concert, but of course talk to us about the legacy of Maskandi music in South Africa. Is the co-curator of the Maskandi concert this afternoon, Mr. Sandile Ngidi. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Mr. Ngidi. Good to have you on the program again.
Refilwe Mbakanyane, pula me. It is a fascination to be with you and the Radio 702 listeners. Thank you so much for hosting me.
Mr. Ngidi, we all...
Izingalabutho.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Tell us about Izingalabutho.
Wonderful. Izingalabutho, Maskandi, a concert, is the brainchild of the CEO and artistic director of the Playhouse, Linda Bukosi.
Mm-hmm.
We had several conversations at the beginning of the year. They were triggered by my desire to have the legendary David Mlahleni, Pygmy Foshoro Ngcobo, recognized as one of the last pioneers of this wonderful, powerful genre of Zulu traditional music, commonly called Maskandi.
Mm.
So we had been talking with her and with him. I introduced David Ngcobo to the Playhouse, and we then conceived this beautiful celebration in which we would pay tribute to him and another legend, Twalofu Namankentjane, who are the pioneers and the torch bearers of a music genre that is popular, but over the years, those who are the elders or the senior statesmen or stateswomen of the genre have been marginalized.
Mm.
So this beautiful music form that appeals across cultural barriers, really, is one of the greatest aspects of the, or gifts to the heritage of the peoples of South Africa. It talks to issues of rural migration, issues of urban migration, issues of the rural hinterlands of our lands, and the longings to belong, the longings to be South African, to be African. And it's one of the art forms that over the years, in our view, has also received a certain degree of distortion, wherein there is no idea or there is no genuine effort to recognize a legacy or to recognize our roots. Uthandiswe Mazwai says, "Nizilimele ukuthi ngizalwa ngobani." In certain art forms, including Maskandi, sometimes you get a sense that there is no indebtedness to the heritage that came before some of the custodians that we have today.
I'm curious about then, Sandile, is when you talk about, this maintaining this legacy, understanding and remembering the elder statesman of Maskandi, but also this indebtedness, what does it look like in action? What does it look like to understand, to appreciate, but especially to advance the legacy of Maskandi music? Of course, this is a tribute concert, and you've got the likes of Phuza Khemisi, Bamba Dalakunene, Beggy Khoza, performing on, they're part of this lineup. But for you to see Maskandi taking its rightful place, what does that look like in contemporary South Africa?
This is beautiful. Yeah, thank you very much. That is awesome. Refilwe, Beggy Khoza and I have been discussing, because Beggy Khoza is the musical director and is known in parts of South Africa, many parts of South Africa, as a jazz musician. Mm. But he also has a beautiful understanding of Maskandi and has worked in that genre for several years, including on that beautiful project by Native Rhythms, 1906, Bambata. So we are saying that this music form belongs to all of us. It is often very, very narrow-minded to just reduce an art form to a linguistic group. In this case, for instance, to see Maskandi just as something that belongs to Zulus or Zulu-speaking people.
Mm-hmm.
Art forms, are elastic and they can be reimagined. So yesterday, for instance, when I was sitting through a rehearsal, it was amazing, even because I was so moved to listen to Mpoka Mkuzula play the guitar as if you are listening to Jimi Hendrix, as if you are listening to the blues, as if there is rock, there is jazz. And this is the kind of energy that people can expect when they attend this event this afternoon. The familiar material, yes, will be there. But there's also this beautiful beginning of an idea of expanding this art form so that its cross-cultural mileage is enhanced, so that its dynamism, its relevance becomes some of the cardinal tenets as this art form is taken forward. Because, believe you me, we don't think this is going to be the first and the last. And the Playhouse is committed to taking this project further. And the likes of Peggy Koza are already looking at opportunities for collaborations, for other live performances, to take Maskandi to new levels, to reimagine it, to elevate it to other possibilities of creative imagination.
Well, Mr. Sandlingidi, always appreciate your energy and your passion. All the best for today's performance that's at the Durban Playhouse. And of course, speaking of that reimagination, I look forward to revisiting this conversation and seeing where these innovations, right, this conversation that we need to have, where it takes us. And of course, the fact that, as you pointed out, it's not just Maskandi should not be confined or imagined only to belong to Zulu-speaking people or, a certain cultural or ethnic heritage.